Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. We are on location right here at the Veterans Center this morning. Da-da-da, getting ready for a big morning. Lots of people already here getting set up. We've got senior living places. We've got the South Carolina National Guard service member and family care. We've got door prizes that are going to be given away every 15 minutes. What else do we have here? South Carolina Works is here. Oh, my goodness, we have lots of groups here. Ready Adjustment Counselors, the Vet Center, is right here this morning. They're going to be here. Now, what exactly, who's standing here behind the counter here at the Vet Center here?
How you doing? My name is John, and I work for the VA, specifically the Vet Center, as you pointed out. And I do outreach for our counselors. We have five readjustment counselors. We cover all of upstate South Carolina, including parts of North Carolina, and readjustment counseling includes PTSD, anger management, military sexual trauma, marriage counseling, and some bereavement services as well.
Wow, that's a lot to cover. So how does somebody get in touch with you to get some help?
Well, they can walk into our office. Walk-ins are always welcome. They can call us at 864-271-2711.
Where's your office at?
It's in Greenville. But our counselors, again, they do go out to Spartanburg, they go out to Anderson, they go out all over upstate.
Wow. Okay. So if you are coming by here today and you've got some issues, it'll be a great time to talk to you, right?
Absolutely. I can put them in contact with the counselor. So please, if you know someone or if you need some help, please reach out to us.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes the person that needs the help doesn't realize they need the help, do they?
Exactly. Sometimes it's the family that knows they need the help, and they just need to give them that extra push.
That's right. So what do you think of this event here? Pretty awesome. It's our second year doing this event.
The first one was fantastic. It was a great turnout, and I'm sure that this one will be just as good and hopefully better.
Now, do you have information that you leave here at the Vet Center if people don't make it to the event? Is there a way for them to get this information if they come down here to the Veterans Center?
Yeah, so if they stop by Terry Bolt's office on Main Street, he's a veteran county service officer. He has some of our brochures and flyers. He can put you or whoever in touch with us as well.
That sounds great. Now, tell us again, who are you with and what's your name?
Okay, I'm John Schaefer. I do outreach for the Vet Center, and we are part of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Well, all right. Come by and talk to him. He'd love to talk to you and tell him you heard it right here on WCRS. Thanks for talking with us. All right, we are seeing more tables going up. It's going to be an exciting day here. If you don't come by here, you are going to miss out. Now, I'm going to walk over here because this is where the food is, and everybody is always interested in the food. And Fats Southern Kitchen is here. How's Fats doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful.
Hey, I understand you're under new management over there at Fats.
We are. We have a lot of new things going on. We have a lot of catering opportunities. We've got fundraisers, and we're starting to do new happy hour.
Oh, happy hour. I like happy hour.
We're going to have karaoke on the deck. We have a beautiful deck there. We're going to start doing that on Monday night. We've got a lot of new things going on.
Sounds great. So you decided to come out and support the veterans here today.
Yes, ma'am. We look forward to giving back to the veterans. They do it a lot for us, and they deserve it.
Absolutely. So what'd you bring here today?
Calabash chicken.
Can't go wrong with that from Fats, can you? That's a signature dish, correct? All right. And what's your name?
My name's Jamie Barbie. I'm the catering and event specialist for Fats Cafe in Greenwood.
Yes, that makes sense why you're here today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a good time, and y'all got to come by and see what Fats, and if you haven't been to Fats lately, you should go by and check them out. They've got a lot of new things happening. We've got Harley Funeral Home here, has some delicious food, looks like cookies and sandwiches, and some donated by Bilo. Chick-fil-A is on the way. Who else is here? Faith Home is here today. How's Faith Home doing? Wait a minute, what'd you bring?
Brought some good hot dogs from the Faith Home Cafe.
I tell you what, those are some pretty awesome hot dogs. And let's see, you are out there. What's the address? It's right across from Bliss Funeral Home. Yep.
420 Montague Extension.
That's right. And I tell you what, I understand that you guys are getting ready to add something on Saturday. We might as well announce it right here on the air. What do you think on WCRS? What's coming up on Saturday?
We'll be having 12 different kinds of ice cream and milkshakes starting Saturday from 11 to 3.
Oh, banana splits, and what else? And brownie sundaes. I want everybody lining up. And you know what? The prices are always awesome at Faith Home. I mean, where else can you get five awesome hot dogs for $5, right? That's a dollar a piece, isn't it?
Yep.
And then you have the chips, and you have all different kinds of sandwiches.
We have chicken salad sandwiches, barbecue sandwiches, homemade pimento cheese, loaded baked potatoes, soups, chicken stew, potato soup. We just have a variety of things. So come on out and see us.
That's right. And you will be supporting a great cause for Faith Home because all the monies there go to help run the programs at Faith Home. So come on out and see them. The name of it is Faith Home Coffees and More. But the big thing everybody goes in there for is the hot dogs. Hot dogs. And they'll be serving up hot dogs right here at Faith Home. So come on by. They are serving up food. Oh, my goodness, there is more food. Appreciation donated by Greenwood Veterans Affairs. Oh, my goodness, it is a beautiful cake, a big cake in the shape of a flag, appreciating our veterans. And then they've got cookies and all kinds of water here. If you miss out on this event, you are just missing out. If you're a veteran and you don't come by here, you just, for shame, you need to come by here today. We've got Greenwood Municipal here. How are you doing, Samantha?
Doing good, Miss Ann. How are you?
Long time no talk.
I know it, right?
So what did you come out here to do today?
I come out here to network with some of our veterans.
Absolutely. And how can Greenwood Municipal help out?
We can help our veterans out by helping them with their retirement plans, just trying to give them a home atmosphere.
Right. Well, you are right up the street from us on Durst Avenue.
We are at 617 East Durst.
And I'm at 637, so we are very close together here.
We are neighbors.
That's right. So because we're neighbors, I need to come talk to you, and you need to see about doing some advertising on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
It's good to see you, Samantha. All right. Hope you have a good, good day out here today. You aren't giving away money, are you, today?
I wish they would let me. I could give away the BMW, couldn't I?
But I don't think she's going to do it. All right. Thanks so much, Samantha. Good to see you. Hey, how are you? All right. Well, we are... got plenty of them up front, but let's see. I've got a business card in my back pocket right here. I've got Jeff here. What do you think of the event, Jeff?
Well, right now, it's not even really open this fact.
Oh, you better come on by. He's already been over checking out the food, haven't you, Jeff?
There's a lot of food snacks here.
Well, it's supposed to be a complimentary light lunch for our veterans, Jeff.
Complimentary.
That's right. And you are a veteran, Jeff, so...
Yeah, I am.
Okay, thank you for your service, Jeff. All right, and then we have the Civil Air Patrol setting up here, helping out get everything organized and everything. This is so good to see you all here today. Lisa, what's how's it been going here this morning?
Oh, it's been going great. We have, it looks like we have a great crowd that is coming in. We're glad to see all these veterans coming in and being... appreciated as they should well be. We're just out here just trying to have a good time with them.
That's right. And you're going to be, if anybody needs any help, just come by and see the Civil Air Patrol, and y'all will help them get in the building or do whatever needs to be done to help our vets today.
That's absolutely right. Part of our motto is volunteer services, so we're here to do whatever we can to help them and appreciate them.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly hope you have a good time. Now, do you need any more members in the Civil Air Patrol?
We absolutely do. We're always looking for both adults to help lead the squadron and cadets to help promote aerospace education, cadet programs, and emergency services. So any of y'all out there looking, if that sounds like it's something interesting and you would like to do, come see us at South Main Street Baptist Church. We meet on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30, and we'd love to have you. Absolutely. So there you go. Have a good time here today. That's the Civil Air Patrol, always doing good stuff for our community and our veterans. Thanks, Lisa. All right, here we go. We're trucking on here. Where have we got to go? Morning, oh, here's John Cooper. Here he is. Did you see your chair? Come on, let me take you up to your chair right up here. You said you wanted a chair? I got you a chair. John Cooper is here. He's going to be giving out something. What's John Cooper going to be giving out here today from Frank's Car Wash?
$5 off a full-service oil change with car wash.
Woohoo! That's a good deal, Frank.
I think so.
From Frank's Car Wash. There's your chair right there. See? Frank's Car Wash right here. You are good to go right here with WCRS. What could be better, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, listen, he's got a deal for our veterans. Come on by and get a deal from our veterans. By the way, the Antique Vintager is here today. Amber's over there giving out things. And one of the things we're giving out here is, we only have so many, but we are giving out a free carving knife. That's right, pocket knife. If you're trying to whittle down your selections, your stuff that you have, if you're trying to make some changes, this is the place to come. Come and talk to the one and only, the Vintager. We're also doing a giveaway for a Vietnam knife. So very, very collector's knife. Really nice one there. So make sure you check that out, too. We're right here front and center having a good time. Yeah, there you go. All right. Looking at so many things to be given out. Let's check out some of the others that are here. Who else is here? Greenwood Eye Clinic. How are y'all doing over here today? Are you getting ready to pop some popcorn? All right. You know, there are so many issues for our veterans and older people as they age. They need to take care of their eyes, don't they?
Ma'am. Exactly.
Right. So if you'd like some information, you're going to be giving out information and helping our veterans. Is that right?
I am.
All right. Well, come on by and see them. They're right inside the door, and they've got the popcorn. So, you know, everybody will be stopping by to see them right here, right inside the door. That's the Greenwood Eye Clinic. Hello, John Heidel. I'm good. How are you? Good to see you. All right. We've got others to talk to. Ashley Place Senior Living is here. Hall of Heroes, the DAV is here. How's the DAV doing today?
We're doing great. How about you all?
I'm having a blast talking to our veterans and just seeing what's here for Veterans Appreciation Day. So what does the DAV do?
We go out and try to help the community, give information out to the veterans that need assistance and help other programs and assistance in the community.
Now, one of the things that I know you've needed help with is having drivers, correct, to take the veterans to Augusta and Columbia, maybe?
DAV, we take them to medical assistance in the local area. Some of them may need to take care of business within their local area. We try to get them assistance to their area to help them serve themselves.
That's right, because there are so many issues, and Not only that, that's a free service, isn't it?
Correct. It is. It's a free service to the veteran.
Now, did you ever get the number of drivers? Because I've been talking about it on WCRS.
We still need some assistant drivers to help you when they are accessible to them. We can always use some drivers.
How do they find out about what they need to do to help out?
They can get in touch with some of the local Veterans Affairs, or they can get in touch with the Disabled Veterans Affairs here, or either to some of the American Legion. All of us work together, right? So we had some assistance in doing that. We better serve the community.
That's right. And who am I talking to?
Tommy Chance.
Tommy what?
Attorney General of 42nd, Tommy Chance.
Tommy, thank you so much for your service. All right. You have a good day today, and make sure you get some good food here. You look like you could eat something.
Oh, I think I already eaten a lot.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. All right. What else do we have here? We are walking and talking. All right.
I
Okay. All right. They got food being served out there. All right. All kinds of good stuff to serve here today. All right. All right. We got all kinds of good stuff going on. All right. All right. All right. Here we go. We've got things being given away. Are we having a good time, Amber? Are people liking these whittling knives? They want to whittle down their collections? They're going to come see us at the Antique Vintager, and here is the Antique Vintager himself, the one and only Jeff Eller. You know, I love, Jeff, what you have up there. The kids said they don't want the silver, the jewelry, the collectibles, the treasures. What do you do? That is really something that we hear over and over and over again, isn't it, about getting rid of collections and stuff that people have treasured.
Well, one of the things everybody has asked about is their military, how to donate it, how to sell it. I'm surprised how many people have asked that. The other thing they asked me is the scar down my neck and thing. They asked if I've been in a knife fight.
No.
Not for a while.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Jeff had pretty massive surgery on his neck. They went in and took off just a tremendous amount of lymph glands out of his neck. And you're still kicking, right, Jeff?
Still kicking.
That's right. Feeling good, right?
Feeling good.
All right. That's what we needed to know. All right. Hey, I tell you what, let's do. We are coming up. I got another 10 minutes. Let's see who I can talk to. I tell you what, it's hard to talk to these people. There's so many veterans going around getting all the free stuff. We are going to get in here in just a second. How's the Abbeville? There you go. All right. We are right here with the health-related home care. There, we need to talk to them. Health-related home care. I tell you what, I just think it is phenomenal what health-related home care can do. Who am I talking with here?
I'm Ashley with Health-related Home Care. I'm one of their nurses.
Okay. How do you like traveling around and doing this?
It's actually a lot of fun. We get to see a lot of different people from a lot of different areas, so it turns out to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, and you're doing such a service, too.
Yes, ma'am, I enjoy it. We do a lot of teaching as well. We go to senior centers and talk about health and wellness and different things. We do exercise classes, so we have a lot of fun.
That's right. So this is great. What are you giving away here today?
I'm actually giving away what I'm calling a picnic basket. It's actually just all the things you'd need for a picnic, just the little cups, the bowls.
What about the food?
Oh, everything but the food. I did have to leave that out. But I've even got a bag to carry the food in, so that'll help.
Okay, that sounds great. And let's see, so you're registering for that. And how do people find out about how to get information about health-related home care?
Well, we make it pretty easy. Our phone number is 1-800-HOME-CARE. So if you call that number, we service 9 different counties. We have 2 main offices in Abbeville and Greenwood. So if you call that number, you tell them where you live, they'll automatically dispatch you to the proper office, and then we can actually call your doctor's office if we need to get the appropriate orders.
There you go. So really helpful, particularly for a lot of people that have, like, outpatient surgery and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they send you home at the drop of a hat anymore.
That's true. That's true. They are trying to get you out sooner and sooner, and a lot of patients are not as ready to go home as what they used to be. So we can offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy as well as nursing services. Usually we start out with 60 days, and then we just kind of go from there. You know, if you graduate early, that's great.
Well, that sounds great. Let me give you a card, because I actually think that I have a large market of the people that y'all should be talking to. So I'm going to give you a card. Maybe you'll pass that on. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
All right. You too. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. We're having a good time, seeing lots of vets. Haven't talked to any vets yet, but we're going to get to talk to some of them. Did want to talk to some of our health-related services people that are out here today. We are now over here at the Abbeville Area Medical Center. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Who am I talking to?
This is Meg Davis. I'm the marketing director for the hospital, and we are very proud to say we are turning 100 years old this year.
Wow. WCRS is going to be 78 this fall, so 100 years. That's awesome.
It is for a hospital in a small rural community. We're very, very proud.
You know, one of the things that I think that you have done is you have reinvented yourselves at a time where a lot of small hospitals were disappearing.
We absolutely have. We have Health Related Home Care, who is one of our sister agencies. We've expanded our specialty services as well as our physician partners.
That's right. So if you are looking for a good place to go and still kicking 100 years and plans to go 100 more, right?
Absolutely.
All right. What are y'all giving away today? You got anything to give away?
We have some Band-Aid dispensers. People look for us for those. They're great to keep in your car or in your golf bag or purse.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Well, listen, thanks so much for talking to us. What's this Masquerade Jewelry and Accessories fundraising sale? What's that?
Our foundation raises funds to support the hospital. We are doing a $5 jewelry sale and accessory sale on Thursday, May 2nd, and Friday, May 3rd.
All right, so people can come by, yes?
Yes.
Yes, all right, that sounds
Absolutely.
Great. Looks like you got something else you got going here. She just gave me another piece of paper. She's getting into this now.
I tell you what, we sure are. We're doing a big recognition ceremony honoring our 100-year anniversary on Saturday, May 18th at 12:30. But we're also doing a huge care fair, which is a large health fair, on May 18th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. up at our health care center, which is on the corner in Abbeville across from Burger King. Lots of activities going on that morning, so we hope everyone will come out and join us.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, I'll take that and I'll give you a shout-out on the radio.
Perfect, thank you so much.
All right, let me give you a card. If you ever decide that you need some advertising over here in Greenwood,
Absolutely.
You need to give me a call. How about that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we are moving and walking, and Jeff's eating popcorn. Jeff's eating popcorn. That's right, they're giving away popcorn here. So how about that? Who else do we have here? The South Carolina National Guard Service Member and Family Care, Employment Services, Health and Wellness, Family Programs, Psychological Services, Survivor Services, Veteran Services. Who's going to talk to me right here? Somebody's got to talk to me. I'm Ann Eller with WCRS Radio, just giving y'all a plug. What do you do?
Hi, I'm George Percy. I'm with Survivor Outreach Services. I'm a contractor for the National Guard, and we try to keep families of fallen soldiers connected to the Army family for as long as they want. We do a lot of outreach events. We help them access benefits, particularly education benefits for their children.
That's right. So such an important thing, and unfortunately, we still are losing people, aren't we?
That's right, we are. And it just doesn't have to be a KIA-type situation. People die on active duty. They could be self-inflicted cases, accidents. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're there to help the families through whatever they might need.
And where exactly are you located? How do people find out if they would like to reach out to you, or do you automatically reach out to people?
Those that we find out about through the system, we do reach out to. Usually if there's a case on active duty, they get a casualty assistance officer. We take over the cases from there. But those that are not in that process any longer, because the program only started in 2009, I'm located out of the Spartanburg National Guard Armory. Of course, Kerry Bolt here with the Greenwood County Veterans Affairs. I've known him for years. He knows how to get in touch with me. He calls me almost weekly with cases. So I can, you know, you can reach them through the VSOs. We also have some other coordinators in Columbia at the Bluff Road Armory, and there's also one at Fort Jackson.
All right. Well, this is such an important part of it. And was Operation Pelham, was this something that was started by Adjutant General Livingston?
Yes, Operation Palmetto Employment. And also with me is Alan Dabney. He's our Veterans Advisor. He works at the Spartanburg Armory with me, and also Carolyn is here, and she actually does the Operation Palmetto Employment. It's Carolyn right here.
Okay, so lots of good things to get our vets working and taking care of them and making sure they feel the support that is necessary after deployment.
That's right. Within the state of South Carolina, General Livingston started the what he calls the one-stop shops, where we have one in Spartanburg. There's one in Columbia. There's one in Florence, Charleston, and I think Rock Hill. And in all those areas, they have a lot of contractors like myself that do family assistance specialists, family readiness specialist assistants. They have employment advisors, psychological health coordinators, and veterans advisors. So we're there for the veterans and for the families to assist them with whatever they might need.
That's right. Okay, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We are live on site right down here at the Veterans Center having a good time talking veterans, and thanking all our veterans for their service and their families, too, because when a veteran serves, guess what? A family serves, too. So, you know, this is it. This is great. They also, the Livingston, they started doing job fairs around the state, right? Job fairs? I mean, are you still doing those or not?
We do job fairs all the time in every city, every county. Every county usually does one a year. And so I'm with Service Member Family Care, who all of us are here with, and I am the veteran and the National Guard Employment Advisor. So any veteran or their dependent that needs a job in the state of South Carolina, there's seven of us. All they got to do is come. They can call us. They can come to us, and we're going to help them get a job.
And since this program has been started, haven't we found more veterans getting jobs? I mean, they are such a good source for employment.
Are you kidding me? They are looking for veterans for jobs. And plus, they get tax incentives for having veterans. And plus, a lot of older veterans want to re-enter the workforce, whether they need to or they want to, either whatever, you know, that they are trying to do it. So they might want a simple job. They might want a part-time. They might want full-time. There are jobs out there. And companies are having to look towards older people because right now in the state of South Carolina, there's not enough people to fill all these jobs. So they are looking. And with the tax incentives they get for hiring a veteran, and plus with a veteran with any kind of percentage of disability with them, they get even more. So we got them. We got them, and we're here.
That's right. And I tell you what, the work ethic is something you just can't beat, can you?
That's right. You want a person who's going to show up on time, pass a drug test, and they're wearing their pants up above their hips, and they all do not have earrings all through their face, then you just come to a veteran, and they're going to be able to help you out.
Now, if somebody's listening, is there a number to call?
Yes, there is. In Greenwood County, you can call 864-404-7804.
All right, so write that number down. If you give me some information, I'll be sure to mention that on the radio, too. So thanks so much for talking with us. Who am I talking with? Carolyn.
Carolyn Baines, with Service Member Family Care.
It's a great program, isn't it?
It is, you know, because veterans, sometimes they just need that little hand, sometimes, just to lift them out, just a little hand to say, we'll help you. And all the different services that Service Member Family Care can provide, from everything from mental health to a job. All you have to do is call, and we can point you in the right direction. It may not be me you need to talk to. It might be a different employment advisor in a different county. I will tell you who that is. Anybody that is in this program is all throughout South Carolina, and we can all hook you up with the right person.
That's right, and sometimes we don't want to ask for that help, but they really should ask for it, right?
That's right. A veteran, you guys are so stubborn. Look, I'm looking at the microphone. You are so stubborn out there in this world. People want to hire you. And besides, you guys are worth it. You're a step up above the average person. That's why you're a warrior to begin with.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that uplifting conversation, Carolyn.
That's right.
All right. Were you a veteran?
I am.
I knew it. Thank you for your service, Carolyn.
Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Woo! I think I need to take a break for a few minutes, Andy. How about keep me in queue, but let's take a little break here, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. We got more. Don't you go away. Where are you at? Are you at Uptown Greenwood at the Veterans Center? If you're not, you better get here.
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now now unveiled for the very first time, the Antique Vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the Antique Vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The Antique Vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at the Veteran Center in Uptown Greenwood. So many good things going on. People are just surprised to find out the services and whatnot that are available. Now, I'm right here with Cindy Poor at Ashley Place Senior Living, and she is talking right at this moment. So I'm just going to say, we were just talking about that they have couples apartments there. And it says, if you are a wartime veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, we can also help you learn about the aid and attendance special pension, a monthly benefit from the VA that may help you cover the cost of assisted living. You know, assisted living can be expensive, so any help you can get certainly is great. They would love to talk to you, and they have a real pretty booth here, right here next to the Antique Vintager Emporium. So they are at 526 Haltewanger Road. If you are looking for assisted living, you might want to check out Ashley Place and tell them you heard about it right here on the radio. If you're coming to the event, make sure you stop by right here at Ashley Place so Cindy can talk to you about all the good things they have going on right over there at Ashley Place. There is help. And, you know, we were just talking about the fact that sometimes, oh, Lord, I'm right here. I am live, and Gene Pinson is in the building. Boy, is he glad he's not in politics anymore, right? Yeah, there you go. And he's glad you're not in politics now. There you go. All right. Well, I am Ann Eller, just out here having a blast. We'll come back by and talk to Cindy. You know, MOA is an excellent organization to help with, oh, Lord, it's getting loud now. I'm going to have to move over here.
Ticket number.
Okay. Okay. They've got giveaways down here, folks. If you're not down here, you are really missing out. I tell you what, this is Appreciation Day for our veterans. A big thank you put on by the Veteran Centers with a lot of help from all the organizations that service veterans, because we need to remember our veterans. We need to honor our veterans. That's right. That's big bounding. Somebody has just won something. I don't know what they've won, but they have definitely won something. Okay, up there in the front. All right, there you are. All right, well, we are right here with Bliss Funeral Homes, and, of course, that is one thing that we have to deal with at some time during our lives. I mean, it does come to an end, doesn't it? Life does come to an end, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do for veterans? You have some special programs, don't you, for veterans?
Yes, ma'am. We have Hillside Gardens up at Oakbrook. They can check with one of the attendants up there, and they could give them all the details. And then might stop by the funeral home and talk with one of the directors, and they will tell them what we have to offer.
You know, one of the things about Bliss Funeral Homes is they want to make that ceremony, that send-off, as personal as it can be. I know that's one of the things that you're very proud of, that you try to help anybody, whether it's a veteran family, or others. But it really is helpful when you're trying to plan that funeral to have some pre-planning done, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. So more and more people are doing that now, doing pre-planning. We have a card they can fill out, and we'll turn it in, and they will be in touch with
All right. And who am I talking to?
Gerald Roten. I've been with Cliff for a long time. Veteran of the Vietnam conflict.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate what y'all do for us.
Well, we try. We try very hard here on WCRS. So, thank you so much. We are just right here with Bliss. If you are looking for information, make sure you stop by and see them here. They are always here to talk and to help you in any way they can. Make it personal. Make it special. Make it something you remember.
Thank you. Very well said. Thanks.
Thank you so much. If you want to advertise with us, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you all. Yes, well, there you go. There's our card right there. All right, thank you so much. All right, what else we got going on? We are over here at Hospice and Palliative Care. How are y'all doing? I was talking about y'all this morning for the butterfly release.
Yes, thank you, Ann. My name is Leanne Workman. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Hospice and Palliative Care of the Piedmont. We are here today this morning. We are doing a Veteran Appreciation Breakfast on June the 12th. It's a Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 at our Greenwood Hospice store. And we allow the veterans to bring their spouses, and the veterans and their spouses will get a shot first that morning in the hospice store. That's a big deal, because we always have a line around the door. So.
Well, that sounds great. Make sure that you send me some information on that, and I'll be sure to... Oh, there is something right there, and I will be sure to talk about it for you. All right?
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good time here with the veterans. There you go. All right. So there you go. You can have a free... I'm telling you what. If you take advantage of all the freebies out there, there are so many things, but you have to be in the know. And that's why you need to tune in to WCRS Radio. You're listening right now. You should tune in every day. I try to make sure I keep everybody abreast of everything that's going on. So this is Wednesday, June 12th. That's right around Flag Day, isn't it? That's what I thought. Yep. Okay. There you go. I knew I'd be on it. All right. Sounds great. And Carrie Bolt, how's everything going here? Don't try to ignore me, Carrie Bolt. What are you doing? How's it going out here today?
I'm going to the sheriff to see if I can get long-term care.
Long-term care? Long-term. No expense to you?
None. And I like that pumpkin suit, too.
And I tell you what, you know what? We could keep you and know where you are at all times.
Okay, well, Sheriff, would you like to jump in here and help me?
We're here with Sheriff Dennis Kelly. Dennis, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell you what, Carrie, this is an awesome event put on here by the Veterans Center. And while we're at it, we should say a big thank you to you for your veteran service and for all the service you do to helping our veterans.
Well, I appreciate that, but it couldn't be done without all these fine businesses from coming in today. And my offices, I can't even say it, my office manager, Rosenberg, she's a woman.
She is a woman.
And I appreciate you, too.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
I appreciate the chair for keeping me calm.
Carrie's trying to hide out here. I can tell when somebody's trying to slip away. All right. Now we've got Sheriff Dennis Kelly. What do you think of the event today?
Yeah, I think they have a good turnout, and a lot of business here supporting the veterans. I think it's a great day for them.
Absolutely, it is. So as you are looking forward here, how are we doing on making sure that our community is safe?
We're working and investigating every crime that we have, especially the more violent ones. And with information that we get from the citizens, we're clearing up some of them. Some of them are harder to clear up because some of the citizens aren't willing to give us information on who's committing the crimes. But we're diligently working on each crime that we get reported to us.
That's right. And, you know, as we go forward here, we're getting ready to go into summer. Is this a better or a worse time of the year as we get ready to go into summer?
Sometimes, you know, we have some more crime come out. If the weather's good, a lot more people outside. Sometimes in the winter, colder, they're not out and about as much. But we don't see a whole lot of influx on crimes, but we do sometimes. Depends on what kind of, functions or parties are going on during the summer, and sometimes, you know, we have some extra calls, but it's usually fairly similar to the other months.
Right. How are we doing on drugs? This is the big war. How are we doing on drugs? I know I see in the paper all the time so-and-so's busted for this and so-and-so's busted for that, but how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. We made a good case on that was in the paper about all the fentanyl fields and some bigger
places. That was huge, and that was not only with here but with the federal government, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we started working on that case, and, of course, we reached out to federal agencies for assistance in which we, you know, they're a big help to us. They got more resources than the local agencies normally, and they were big help in making that case. And but we're definitely making a dent in the drugs, but there's just so many people addicted to them, and when you got that many people that's addicted to drugs, they're looking for a place to buy those, so people are going to try to supply, you know, make money off of people in their time of addiction.
One last question. How are we doing on having enough sheriff's deputies and whatnot? How is that coming together? Do we have enough people, and where are you at on that?
Yeah, we always, you know, as the call volume increases, you know, we need more officers, but we're doing okay right now. We got a few vacancies, but we got some people waiting on their academy dates, but as the population and more businesses come in, of course, our call volume is going to increase, so we'll eventually, the way Greenwood's growing, we're going to need more officers, but we're fine right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Sheriff Dennis Kelly, right here at the Veterans Center.
Thank you.
All right. You made it through, Dennis. All right. We are having a good time here, and we are now moving around here. Are you getting the idea that there's a lot of good stuff here? Morningstar, Morningside of Greenwood is right here, and they're pulling out the food. There you go, the food, and what you got in those bags right there? Good stuff. What can you tell me? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to who? Somebody talk to me, please. Somebody talk. Hello. Anybody want to talk and promote Morningside here?
Hi.
You want to talk to me for just a second?
I'm not here.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing real good. What Morningside, what can you tell me a little bit about Morningside as far as with our veterans particularly?
Assisted living and the VA do pay part of their benefits.
So, and what does Morningside do? You do assisted living people? Do you have apartments, rooms? Apartments or rooms or what do we have?
Yeah, they own an apartment there. And we do all of their laundry. We do three meals. We do activities and everything. Take trips.
Oh, that sounds good to me, taking some trips now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, if you are looking for assisted living, you might check out Morningside. And you should come by because they got little treats here and nice little bags. I like the bags here. Those are pretty cool, too. So come on by and see them. They're set up right here at the Veterans Center. They'll be here till about 2 o'clock. Hope you're coming. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you this morning. Woo-hoo. Jarrah's Healthcare Hospice, your life, our mission. They're here doing helping our veterans. And we'll get back and hopefully we'll be able to talk to them. It's getting pretty busy in here. Let me tell you, it's getting pretty, pretty busy. That's right. We've talked to hospice there. We've talked to Bliss. Who else are we going to talk to? We got to find, we're going to go over here and talk to Solicitor Stumbo here for just a second and see what he can tell us about what's going on. He's here with our veterans. My goodness, we have a huge line of veterans coming right in here. So let's see what's going on. All right, everybody is talking. Everybody is having a good time. It's Veterans Appreciation Day. All right, and we have Solicitor Stumbo here. What do you think of the turnout here today?
I tell you, it's amazing to see all these folks out here and the businesses that are supporting our veterans population here in Greenwood. Just so many wonderful people. I've learned to never underestimate Kerry Bolt and anything that he does. He does it with excellence and with deep attention to detail, and he's able to rally together so many people. It's I've heard several folks from the Columbia area in the AG's office talk about how our Veterans Center here in Greenwood is at the top of the class around the state. So we're proud to have such a strong veterans community in Greenwood. Thank you for covering it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I wanted to, that brings to mind, the Attorney General is with the Valor Program. Aren't they up here today?
They are. They're actually right in the other room. We have some attorneys from my office, some solicitors that are assisting. And what the Valor Program does is it recruits local attorneys in any given area to help veterans do some simple legal stuff like writing their wills and stuff that is critical. I say simple, but stuff that a lot of folks need that service. And the Valor Program is offering that and helping the legal community rally together to help give back to those that have served our country.
Absolutely. So that's a great opportunity. Now, they did one last fall. It was huge. And they've got this one going again, and probably you're going to have to do it again, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We could probably do it 10 more times, and there'll still be folks that need services. So, but I'm proud of the guys in my office that have stepped up to the plate and volunteered their time today to help these folks. And it's a great thing that Attorney General Wilson is doing. And Attorney General Wilson has served. So he's not only our state's top prosecutor, but I'm very proud to say he's a friend of mine, and he has served in war zones. He's still serving in the South Carolina National Guard today. So he understands the need, and I'm glad that he started the Valor Program.
Now, one of the things that I know is of interest, I'm sure, to you and your office is that solicitors are going to get somewhat of a raise, right?
Possibly, I hear that. You know, of course, we're kind of tied to the judges, so you know, the solicitors have not been in the middle of that. That's been the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court has been asking the legislature for years to raise the pay for the judges to make it competitive to the other states around our neighboring states, which were apparently very far below that. And there was provisions long ago that tied the solicitors and the circuit public defenders. So my counterpart is the public defender for the circuit, is in that same linked up to whatever the circuit court judges make. I haven't really.
If it happens, you'll be happy.
It happens, but I'm not in Columbia. You know, there's a lot more important things in Columbia that we're trying to get done to help protect our citizens and keep our families safe rather than what the pay of the judges and solicitors.
Well, you guys work pretty hard.
I think we do. I don't think my job ever ends. It's pretty much 24/7.
And if you figured it up, you'd be making what, maybe a dollar an hour?
Per hour, if it's 24/7, it's probably not that much. So, but I love what I do, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And I think that you and your office certainly have had a big impact on Greenwood for being able to get cases through and prosecuting and getting those tough sentences that will maybe discourage some that were thinking about it.
You know, we're hoping to, and we don't always control the sentencing. Sometimes we try a case, the judge is the one that comes up with the number, and hopefully more often than not, we're getting a sentence that sends a message to the bad guys out there to, listen, you need to behave or it's not going to go well for you. And we're trying to take a strong approach, and not only a strong approach against the violent ones and these guys that are terrorizing our communities, but also to give back to some, our Veterans Court program, which is a big thing, right, that we're doing for those that may have gotten in trouble with the law but have also served our country and aren't necessarily a danger to the community. We're trying to help them, too. So we're coming at it from both ends.
That's great. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Absolutely, and thank you for covering this event today. It's a wonderful thing.
And soon we will have you on the radio.
Yes, anytime.
All right, sounds good. All right. That's right. That was Solicitor Stumbo right here on WCRS. Wow, we have so many veterans. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And who am I talking to?
Not sure.
Come on. Who am I talking to?
Butch Leslie.
Butch Leslie, how have you been enjoying? Did you just walk in? Or
just walked in.
Were you here last year for the event?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a good one.
Right. And where did you serve and when did you serve?
Served 66 through 1997. Where I served, Lackland, of course, Colorado, California, Tripoli, Libya, Homestead, Florida. Then,
you've been everywhere, right?
Four years in Germany, you know, 4 years at Eglin, and all over the place. Little Rock. Oh, yeah, Camp Red, Little Rock.
That's right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your service, and it sure is good to see you. You know, we're right over there at my radio station, WCRS, now.
All right. Listen to you about every day.
Well, thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Thank you. All right. We're having a good time. There's so many good things here. The antique vintager is sitting there having a good time, and we're giving away a collector's Vietnam knife. That's right. We're giving away a collector's Vietnam knife. So why not come and register for that? All the good food that's here. I tell you what, this place is hopping. It is really hopping. And on top of that, don't forget that the museum over there is open right here at the Veterans Center. If you've never been there, it is a great place to see. It is a great place to see. They have done an awesome job with everything that they have here. Woo! Let's do the news if it's running, if my watch is correct. Thank you very much. I'll be back. Don't you go away. We're doing this till 12 o'clock, so don't go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
Oh, I tell you what, everybody is having a free lunch today. That's right, a free lunch. So hope you're, if you're a veteran or a veteran's family, come on by and see us right down here. This is your day. We are want you to know everything there is to know about our Veterans Center. Huh? What did you say there? Is somebody here?
Mr. Wilder is not here yet, but Mr. Frisbee said he would speak with you in just a minute.
All right. Okay. I will be right here. Because I'm on live on the radio. How are you doing today?
All righty. How about you?
Oh, you have a good radio voice.
I do.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Boyd Rogers.
Boyd Rogers. And you're a veteran?
Of the Army.
Of the Army. And what? Where did you serve?
Germany.
Okay. Thank you very much for your service.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Are you enjoying this event today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Uh-huh. All right.
I should have more of this.
We should have more of this. You're absolutely right. It just takes a lot to put this on and make it good.
Right. Anything we do, it is a lot of trouble, but it's worth it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your service. We appreciate you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's carry on here and see. You just sent on WCRS Radio, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? Well, John Cooper, how's this event here? What do you think here?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Great. And, of course, this is Frank's Car Wash, and I guess people have been loving those car washes, huh?
Got a good many registered, giving away a book of five.
Wow. You know, and Mother's Day is coming up. I guess you'll be doing some specials for Mother's Day, won't you?
We will. We'll have our coupon gift certificate books on sale.
All right. So there's a good thing. Everybody loves a clean car, and the oil change is just a great way to combine the two.
Absolutely.
Right. So come on out and see John Cooper. It's a great day to be out getting your car washed, isn't it?
It is. It's a great turnout at this event, too.
It is, and it's a nice thank you for our veterans. Now, one of the other things that you do law enforcement appreciation.
We do. We do Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It'll be in August, and anybody, law enforcement, retired law enforcement, firemen, EMS, any kind of people in that kind of service, we wash their vehicles for free.
right. So, and we'll be promoting that on WCRS.
Correct. Good. And on Veterans Day, we do car washes for veterans for half price.
I did not know that. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, John Cooper. Oh, I can't believe it. He's here. All right. Well, I got to talk to this guy. Okay. All right. Alan Wilson, how are you? Ann Eller.
Yes, good to see you.
Good to see you. A long time no see. Yeah, thank you. You just got here, and you are sponsoring the Valor program here today?
Yes, ma'am. It's a program that we created about 2 years ago to try to help veterans and retirees in the military get legal services that they would otherwise not be entitled to if it wasn't for this program.
That's right, and it has been real successful. You were here last fall.
I was in this very building last fall supporting this program, and what's amazing about this is that this is a partnership with the South Carolina Bar, as well as local bars and other law enforcement groups that are out there bringing lawyers out to help serve those men and women who have served their country.
That's right, and of course you have served, so you know what it's all about to serve, and we thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. 23 years and counting. I'm still in. I'm a colonel in the National Guard. I served a tour in Iraq about 14 years ago. And so I know the sacrifice that goes into what these families go through when they lose a loved one to go off for a one-year combat tour. And then, of course, the weekends and the annual trainings that they have to do. There's so much sacrifice that the service members and their families go through. This is just a small way for us to say thank you by giving them legal services that they would otherwise pay several hundred dollars for if they were going to a regular law firm. And I want to thank the law firms who are participating, the men and women who are giving up their own time to come out here and serve, and I want to thank all the lawyers that are participating in our Valor program.
That's right. So, you know, being in the National Guard, I tell you what, there certainly has been a lot of changes that have happened in the National Guard for the good. A lot more services, suicide prevention, the jobs, all these things have really ramped up, haven't they?
The attention that the Army and by default, the National Guard has given to family services, family support groups, suicide prevention, people who suffer from PTSD, other things that soldiers have to deal with and service members have to deal with. There's been a lot of more attention given to that, and that is so important. And I'll tell you what else is important. Every 10 years, Congress and the federal government looks at realigning where all the bases should be in our country. It's called the BRAC system, base realignment and closure. And when they look at states that are pro-veteran, pro-military, I think that really has a weight in what decisions they make as to close active duty installations. That's another reason we have this Valor program, because we want them to know that South Carolina is the most pro-military, pro-veteran state in the country. And so we don't want them to close these installations that we have here.
You know, when you live in South Carolina, you just don't have any idea how other parts are that don't do so much for their veterans and aren't as caring for their veterans. It's a real outpouring for the whole state of South Carolina.
Absolutely, and one of the things I've done in my office is I've hired a lot of veterans in the Attorney General's office. The individual that's running the Valor program, Barry Bernstein, was my boss in the Army. He was a retired colonel, and then Tim Frisbee, who was also served, and both of these individuals who have served on active duty and know what it's like to sacrifice are now in charge of a program in the Attorney General's office that is serving those who have also sacrificed. So there's a lot of empathy from my point of view in what we're doing here today.
Absolutely, and I got to say, you know, I haven't talked to your dad in so long. I would love to talk to him and have him back on the radio. Somehow we've kind of lost touch, but your dad certainly is a military guy and does so much for our veterans, too.
Well, listen, it's not an accident that my three brothers and I are all commissioned officers in the military, Eagle Scouts. That's from our parents who instilled in us a desire to serve, and that serving in something greater than yourself is something you're supposed to do. My dad retired as a colonel about 15 years ago in the National Guard. Now he serves on the Armed Services Committee in Congress. And about 2 weeks ago, I became the state judge advocate in the National Guard, which was the lead attorney for all the National Guard, which is a position he had held 15 years earlier. So I'm a legacy. I'm incredibly proud to be able to walk in my dad's footsteps because he really is my personal hero.
Absolutely. Well, Attorney General Alan Wilson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for covering this and promoting the good works that the men and women are doing. And I want to say, I've been in all 46 counties. I don't think I've seen a veterans center that is this robust and this effective as I see here in this county.
Well, we have a lot to say to thank Carrie Bolt for being the vision that got this off the ground.
Well, he's done an amazing job here, and I got to see him last fall when I was here for the First Valor program, and we will be back. So if you're a veteran or a retired member of the military or were married to one and you need a will or a power of attorney or basic legal services, be on the lookout for the next time we come back to Greenwood to this center so that we can go ahead and serve you.
That's right, and I'll be talking about it on the radio.
Good, thank you.
All right, good to see you, Alan.
Good to see you, too.
All right, thank you so much. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We got to get off the air here in just a minute, but that was awesome to talk to Alan Wilson. And, of course, he's here with the Valor Program. They've got a lot of attorneys. People were calling and making appointments, and it's just been a great way to thank our veterans for what is happening here. Now, who do I have? This Vietnam veteran standing here laughing and having a good time. Who am I talking to?
Gerald Jones.
Gerald Jones. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And is this is somebody you know that you're standing here with?
That's my number one.
That's your number one. She is it. And what is her name?
Eloise Jones.
Eloise Jones. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, too.
That's right. So it's a great event today, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Be among all these veterans.
Absolutely. We need more of this, don't we?
Yeah, yes, we do.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. We are coming up on 12 o'clock. I don't know what time is it about. There's Jeff wanted to say something. What you want to say, Mr. Eller? Oh, well, I didn't know that, but I've been over there and talked to him. I've been over there and already talked to him this morning. All right, I will do it. We will do it one more time. We've already talked about ice cream and all this good stuff. Okay. All right, we'll go over there before we close it up. We're going to go do a food check over here. I'm sorry, what now? Free food for all our veterans here and their spouses. They get to have something to eat, too. Don't forget, if you are a military officer, we would love to have you at MOA. Well, let's see. Fats is still doing well over here. They've got a few things left here. That's right. They are serving up some good food. Harley Funeral Home is serving up the food. Chick-fil-A is serving up food. And the Daughters of the Confederacy are serving up Beanie Weenies. That's right. They're serving up the Beanie Weenies. And you know what? You know what? Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. There you go. So, and now we're over here at Faith's home. And I understand Miss Barnes' daughter is here. Is that you? Who is Miss Barnes' daughter? Is that you? What's your first name?
Patricia.
You know, what y'all have done out there, what your mom continues to do, what your dad did, has just been such a blessing and has grown so much.
It sure has, and it's a blessing to be a part of Faith Home and helping so many people that need help.
That's right. And Mama Barnes, as she's known as, is just, she keeps on going, doesn't she?
She's a bunny. Non-stop.
How about you? Are you an Energizer bunny? You're listening to WCRS. Well, Faith Home certainly has expanded. I want to say one more time. Starting this Saturday at the Coffee and More, it's going to be 12 types of ice cream and banana splits and chocolate brownie sundaes and, I don't know, so much more. Milkshakes. Milkshakes are going to be there, too. It's going to be made with the real ice cream now, not that other stuff. And you're going to want to come out, and because when you buy something, you are helping Faith Home. That's right. So whether you do the hot dogs or the chicken salad, they just have so many things. There's such a small little place there, but they do such awesome stuff. And they are just cooking up a storm. So thank you so much for Faith Home being here. Make sure you say hello to Mama Burns for me. All right. All right, and we are blessed to be all here together. There's my cards, and we'll look forward to find some other good stuff out there at Faith Home. And we got to check out, I'll be talking Saturday morning about ice cream at Faith Home, coffee, and more. Bye, guys. All right, they're only open 11 to 3 now, so, you know, you just got a little short time to get there. But right now, today, they are out here doing this. Are you still open at the other place? All right. They're entrepreneurial. All right. Rush is coming up in just a moment. We have had a blast out here. This will be going on till 2 o'clock today, so please come by. Have some good food, get some good giveaways, find out about some services that are available for you, our veterans and veterans' families. You know, so many times we don't realize that there is help out there that can help a veteran. So if you would like some help, if you know of a veteran that needs help or a family that needs help, please, please stop by and see us today till 2 o'clock. Of course, you can always come to the Veterans Center in Uptown Greenwood, and you're going to find out about a lot of services that are available here. That's going to do it for me. I guess I'm going to go sit down and not talk for 5 minutes. I've been talking for 2 hours straight. So have a good one, everybody. God bless us, and that's going to be a wrap right here live from the Veterans Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. We appreciate you, veterans. Bye-bye.